Hello again, and welcome to On This Day here on English Waves. Today is the 20th of March, and I'll begin in 1792, since on this day, the Paris Legislative Assembly approved the use of the guillotine. Furthermore, in 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte entered Paris after his escape from Elba and began his 100 days rule. On this day in 1995, a sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway killed 13 people and wounded a further 1,300. While, in 1999, Bertrand Piccard and Brian Jones became the first men to circumnavigate the Earth in a hot air balloon. Their non-stop trip began on March the 3rd and covered 26,500 miles. And I'll finish today with an unusual story. On this day in 1966, the Football World Cup was stolen while on exhibition at Central Hall in Westminster, London. Brazil said it was a sacrilege that would never have been committed in Brazil, where even its thieves love football too much. But the trophy was eventually found by Pickles, a mongrel dog, out for a walk with his owner on the 27th of March. Pickles became a hero for quite some time. Curiously, the cup was stolen again in 1983 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It has never been recovered. There are a few interesting and totally unconnected births to point out today. Henrik Ibsen, the Norwegian poet, in 1828, followed by the popular British singer Dame Vera Lynn in 1917, the musician Carl Palmer in 1950, and the film director Spike Lee in 1957. And other than that, the 20th of March is the earliest date for the vernal equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, as well as Independence Day in Tunisia, World Storytelling Day, the International Day of Happiness, and World Sparrow Day. This day is designated to raise awareness of the house sparrow and other common birds to urban environments and of threats to their populations. It was initially set up by Nature Forever Society of India in collaboration with the EcoSys Action Foundation in France and numerous other national and international organisations across the world. So, wherever you are today, have a look and see if you can see any sparrows. This is Peter Sanderson-Dykes of English Waves wishing you a very happy 20th of March.